אנגלית, שאלון ד', מודיול D, גרסה א', קיץ תש"ע, 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the text below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Teacher Man. Frank McCourt died in New York last week at the age of 78. Most people will remember McCourt as the author of Angela's Ashes. Fewer people, however, know that he also spent 30 years of his life teaching creative writing in New York City high schools. McCourt always told his students that their own lives were the best subject for their writing. In Angela's Ashes, he took his own advice and based the book on his childhood memories. McCourt liked to say that his years as a teacher didn't leave him much time to write, but they did make a writer out of him. That's because he spent so many of his lessons telling the students about his own experiences. He told stories. That was his method, says Mary Heller, a former student. He thought that by telling us stories, he'd teach us how to do it too. McCourt was born in New York to Irish immigrant parents who had come to the USA to find a better life. Sadly, they failed to realize their dreams. When Frank was 4 years old, they returned to Ireland, where they lived in extreme poverty. At the age of 19, Frank went back to New York. After moving from one job to another for several years, he enrolled in New York University and got a degree in education. In 1957, he began teaching. His experiences in the classroom are described with much humor in his third book, Teacher Man, published in 2005. While he was still a teacher, McCourt wrote a short play and a few articles on Ireland for local magazines. However, he began to write seriously only after he retired, publishing his first book, Angela's Ashes, in 1996. It immediately became an international bestseller and won a number of important awards. In 1999, it was made into a movie. None of this surprised McCourt's former students. As Heller says, "We all thought he was such a genius. We always believed he would do great things. We were right." Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the text. In questions 6 and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What did McCourt tell his students to write about? Lines 1 to 6. 2. According to McCourt, what problem did teaching create for him? Lines 7 to 11. Complete the sentence. Because he was a teacher, he... 3. What does Mary Heller explain in lines 9 to 11? Complete the sentence. She explains why McCourt, 4. In lines 12 to 18, the writer gives information about McCourt's, Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. Personal background. 2. First steps as a writer. 3. Jobs in Ireland. 4. Relations with his parents. 5. Professional training. 6. Success as a teacher. 5. What do McCourt's books, Angela's Ashes and Teacher Man, have in common? Complete the sentence. Both books are 6. According to lines 19 to 25, McCourt's former students 1. Were surprised by his book. 2. Made a film about him. 3. Advised him to write. 4. Expected him to become famous. 7. What information is given in lines 19 to 25 about Angela's Ashes? 1. It was the first thing McCourt wrote. 2. McCourt wrote it after he stopped teaching. 3. McCourt wrote it for his students. 4. McCourt worked on it for 3 years. 8. Angela's Ashes was a big success. Copy a sentence or a phrase from lines 19 to 25 that shows this. Part 2. Written Presentation. Write 100 to 120 words in English on the following topic. 9. Your friend's family is thinking of moving to your town or village. Write your friend a letter giving him or her some information about it. You may write about one or more of the following. What is special or unusual about the place? What you like or dislike about the place and why? What kinds of activities there are for teenagers? Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.